Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back at it. It's another Waiting by the Phone. This time we're here to help out Ben. Good morning,
hey,
Ben.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Hi. Good morning, guys. Longtime fan.
Oh, great.
So I went out with this very cute, sweet girl named Caitlin. We actually kind of have like a mutual friend. Went out, had some drinks. I thought the night went really well. Mm-hmm. She seemed to be having a good time. Really was interested in, you know, just kind of hearing about me, my life story. We made plans for a second date. And nothing. I haven't heard anything. I've called a couple times, texted a few times. So I really just don't know what happened.
You know, it's so funny how we can almost write the script for this first part of the call because it's always the same. We went out, had a good time. I felt like there was a connection, blah, 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 blah. And that is why it is so annoying when you don't get anything back. Especially after, in your situation, you make plans for a second date.
Totally.
And then nothing.
Well, that was honestly the thing that kind of threw me, I guess, for the base loop is, you know, she seemed like she was interested in trying a second time.
Right. Well, you never know. There could be a number of reasons, but let's just help you out here.
I appreciate it.
And instead of speculating, let's find out.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Well, okay. It didn't even ring.
This isn't good.
You have reached the voicemail.
Wow.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if
Halloween?
She has her phone off. Third time's a charm, as they say, right?
Yes, they do say that, Booker.
Yeah, they do say that. Is that an echo
they
in the room?
They do say that.
Hello?
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi there.
I'm so glad that you answered the phone. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning.
Hey.
With Mix 94.7, and we're here to help out. We're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We've got Ben on the line. Ben told us that you guys went out on a date, and he was hoping for a second and hasn't heard from you. And he said that you've kind of been non-responsive. So what we do is we just kind of play mediator, right? So we're not on Ben's side. We're just here to help facilitate a conversation and see if we can maybe get some answers.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I mean... You know, Ben was actually pretty annoying on our date.
You know Ben's
was a name dropper.
He's a what?
So like within, so he was a name dropper. So like within the first 5 minutes, I knew where he lived, how much he paid for rent, what kind of car he drove, and that it was this special paint color that he paid a lot of extra money for. He had a step cousin that worked in the White House with Obama for a year. He gets his suits custom made. He once had a drink with Brandon Flowers of the Killers.
I can't believe you remember all of this.
Dude, that's so awesome. I love him.
I mean, I just like had to sit there and like receive all of this, and it's just, it was a lot. Like,
yeah,
it was annoying, and it was too much for a first date. And I never got to know him. For him, I just got to hear his list of things that he was telling me to try and impress me. But that was not impressive.
So was it necessarily that he was a name dropper?
Well, except the Obama and Brandon
except the
Flowers.
Obama
like,
thing.
The Obama thing and like the Killers thing and like, you know, it was like. It was a lot. So, I mean, I grew up around rich people, and it just felt like he was trying to prove to me that he was successful, which really only made him look insecure.
What's crazy, what blows my mind is that, like, I've met girls that sit and tell me that he didn't talk during the date. He didn't give me any info, this and that. And then now we got a guy that gave a lot. I mean, all that stuff was interesting. That's like conversation starter. Like, I have so many questions now.
But there's a way. There's a time and a place.
It's like,
you know?
We can't win, though. But I mean, a first date icebreaker. I mean, all that stuff sounded so interesting.
Yeah,
I get it. But when you're braggadocious, you know, and I there have been times where I've been with women who are just like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Can you just say it? Like, there's nothing left for date two. Maybe that's
exactly.
So you were interested in a second date, though, Caitlin, huh? Because you said you were.
I mean, well, I kind of just, like, I said it to, like, you know, half agreed to it to, like, get through the night, you know. It's like, I didn't want to be mean. And, like, I feel really bad for being blunt right now, but I don't have any interest in going out with him.
Yeah. Ben, now that you heard what Caitlin had to say, how do you feel about that?
Hey, look, Caitlin, you're totally entitled to your own opinion. Look, I've had a good life, and I'm very proud of it. And, yeah, I like to talk about it. I like to bring up things that I've done. I love to hear, you know, what other people have done. So, sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
Okay.
I think it's not that he was name-dropping. I think he was just bragging. And that's the tone.
Right.
Well, Ben, if it makes you feel better, I'd love to go on a second day with you and talk about Brandon Flowers of the Killers. Share a drink with you.
I will buy the drinks if you buy the app.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.